NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Hanging out with Mark Mariani, former Titans Pro Bowler and All-Pro.
Yo, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Got the TV on, and they're showing a lot of guys from the Pro Bowl. What was that experience like for you, especially as a rookie?
Man, I just, you know, you always have hindsight, but there's nothing I would give to go back. I was just so wide-eyed, man. It happened so fast. I mean, I got you know, named the starter in September 2nd, and by middle of December, I got announced the Pro Bowl. It happened so fast. Then I'm going to Hawaii, and I'm a small-town Montana boy, and I will never forget.
Oh, that's right. It was still in Hawaii then, huh?
Yep. It was still in Hawaii, and it was so beautiful, and it was so well done. But I'll never forget the first meeting, and, of course, I'm just the biggest fan. Still am a fanboy. But I'm like, what the heck is this craziness? And I walk into the meeting room. You know, I'm there plenty early because I'm not going to be late. So I sit there, you know, like in the little desk. I got my little notebook out. I got everything, you know, propped perfectly. I got my little bag. I got, you know, ready to take notes. Well, Bill Belichick's the coach. I'm like, whoa, this is sweet. You know, I knew who was going to be there. But anyway, I'm sitting there.
Did he say, hey,
and the room starts filling up. And obviously I had Griff was there and Babin was there. And I think CJ was out there, but they all knew people, and I was just a new guy. Everyone was like, who's this manager that they let sit in the... And so I'm sitting there in this meeting, and Belichick gets
who's
on the mic.
This moonshine-looking kid?
Yeah, who the heck? You see that picture of me in the milk mustache?
You look like you're 12.
Yeah, not ideal. But so Belichick gets on the mic, and, hey, guys, how we doing, you know? A lot of new some new faces, a lot of old faces, starts making fun of people, whatever. Anyway, close the door, start the meeting. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what this week's all about. Have some fun. Well, then all of a sudden, boom, doors just swing open. And it's Wes and Nick Mangold. And they each have a beer in each finger. So they have what? 4 and 4. They have 8 beers apiece. And they just slam the door open, start saying, hey, what's up? Everyone's wasted already. And they start handing out beers down the aisle. And I was going, man, this is insane. So I kind of put my notebook down. I'm like, this is a little more casual than I thought. He's like, hey, well, Belichick's up on the mic. He said, hey, you know, hey, everyone, if you haven't met, this is my slap nuts, whatever, wide receiver, Wes Welker and Mangold, you know, sit down. He was playing for the Jets, whatever. Anyway, sits down, and then he starts over, close the door, and he goes, hey, by the way, Wes, so stern, stone face. He goes, don't ever be late for one of my meetings ever again. And I was like, yes, this is going to be a good week. That was the opening week meeting for the week. So anyway,
how many Mariani Pro Bowl jerseys did you purchase?
Oh, as many as I could.
Yeah.
I think I maxed out. But, I mean, listen, it was just so
for those
darn
that don't know,
fun.
You have to buy the extra jerseys.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, they don't even sell still a Brett Kern jersey. And this is 3 of these things he's been to.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
You basically get what, 2? Like more payment for signing everything that they want you to sign, you know, helmets and footballs and all that, is you get 2 free, like, Pro Bowl jerseys,
that
right?
That sounds right, yeah.
And then after that, you're on your own.
I think you get to buy 4, and they're expensive, whatever. And so I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, I didn't make what these guys are making. Oh my god! And so, and
this
that
is
was
a lot
thing.
Of money.
That was the other thing. I don't want to bore you guys. It was one of the best weeks of my life. But during the game, so it was like a $25,000 bonus.
Yes.
And then a $25,000 more for the winners. So right. Losers, it's half. And so we got stomped. But I had still hold the record for most kick returns in a Pro Bowl because we just got scored on every possession. but we're making a comeback, and I'm at this point I know guys now, and they know I'm a degenerate from the week, and it was fun. But I'm sitting there going, guys, I need this bonus because this Pro Bowl is now going to cost me money for all the crap I'm getting into over here. I got all my boys from Montana flying them out. I got all the hotel rooms. I'm in the negative if we don't win this game. So, anyways, it was really cool, and so a lot of fun.
Did somebody take you under their wing? Like, who was the nicest to you?
Ray
and was
Lewis.
There somebody who literally said, who are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a lot of looks, but I mean, you know who was amazing to me was Peyton. Peyton was so awesome.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Everybody had this autographed football, and everyone was just slopping their names on it. You know how they start getting messy and smudgy, and I'm like protecting mine like no one can touch
like
this.
A newborn baby.
And I went up to him and I said, Peyton, I don't want anyone else to sign this. I just want you to sign it. And he was like,
oh, that's so sweet.
And he was like, and he started writing it. And he said, you know, whatever. He signed it, and then he wrote, he looked at me and he goes, Mark with a C, right? And I'm like, oh, Peyton Manning knows Mark.
Like, oh my gosh.
How'd you know that? He goes, man, you've been tearing us up all year. I've been watching you. I know. And I'm like, oh man, this is so great. Okay. Thanks,
so you
Mr.
went
Manning.
The Pro Bowl and only Mr. Manning signed your ball? Nobody else?
I have a helmet signed and other stuff.
Okay.
It was so great. It was so fun. And I just didn't even know what I was doing. It's like, man, this NFL thing's easy.
Yeah.
This is so easy. They just picked me in the seventh round. I went and got a return job, and now I'm here. This is going to be every year. Like, just, I don't know.
And then life comes at you fast, doesn't it?
It's the real world, the right hook.
Goodness, and you realize how tough that league really is.
Yeah, but it's and that's why it's such a family-friendly. We'll see all this stuff throughout the week, and guys get to bring their families, and I saw Brett Kern with his kid doing his interviews like he does all the time. And
Bryce
it's just,
got to hold the football for, who was it, Tucker?
Yeah, and Tucker like swung at that thing.
Yeah, he did.
It sounded
I was kind of worried.
I was too. It sounded like kaboom.
You know that kid's already learned everything from dad, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just such a cool experience, and it is so great that they're making it more family friendly, and it's so much fun.